Do I have to be in the Christmas pageant? It's the same old thing every year. Some shepherds, a few wise men, blah, blah, blah.
Some stories are so important we need to tell them again and again. Do you have a favorite book? Welcome back to Countdown to Christmas with Zach. I'm your host, Zach, and I can't wait to share another Advent story with you. Plus, we get to talk about it afterwards with some of my friends. If you have a favorite book, then I'm guessing you read it more than just one time. Or maybe you're learning a new skill and you're watching the same instruction video over and over to help you master that new skill. Now, what if you had a story that wasn't just fun or helpful, but so important that every person on earth needed to hear it? That's the story of the gospel, of Jesus coming to earth, dying for our sin, and coming back to life. So this Christmas, don't get bored of hearing the same story over and over again. Make sure that you share it. And that's what our story is about today. It's called Now. Time to leave, called Mom. I'm almost done with this level, said Timothy, eyes glued to the computer screen. Mom stepped into his bedroom. Get dressed now, she said. We don't want to hold up the pageant rehearsal. She hurried down the hall, calling for Timothy's little sister, Gabby. I don't see why I have to be in the Christmas pageant, muttered Timothy. I'm just a dumb shepherd anyway. He dug a brown robe from a pile of clothes and pulled it over his head. He looked at himself in the mirror. Boy, I hope no one from school sees me wearing this. Timothy walked into the kitchen, tugging at the rope wrapped around his waist. This costume is itchy. Do I have to do this? Mom was struggling with Gabby's angel costume. Stand still, honey. These buttons are hard to see. She blew a wisp of hair from her face. We've made a commitment, Timothy. We can't let everyone down. Besides, you're in the pageant every year. That's just it, said Timothy. It's the same old thing every single Christmas. A bunch of shepherds, a few wise men. It's not like we're telling a new story. It's boring. Mom stood up. Come here, Timothy. She held out her arms and hugged him. I know you don't want to do this, but some things can't wait. Some stories need us to tell them over and over again, right now. But I'm just a shepherd, said Timothy. They're not interesting. Not like the angels, he pointed at Gabby. His little sister smiled and twirled in her angel costume. Mom straightened Gabby's halo. The angel's job was to tell the shepherds about Jesus' birth. The shepherds were the first people to learn and spread the word that God had sent Jesus as a savior to the world. That is pretty cool, I guess, said Timothy. It sure is, said Mom. And did the shepherds say, let's go to Bethlehem in the morning when it's light outside. No. Did they say, let's find someone to watch these sheep and then we'll go to Bethlehem? No. They said, let's go to Bethlehem now. Okay, Mom, said Timothy, heading for the door. I guess we do need to get to church to tell the story of Jesus now. So what about you? How many times have you heard the Christmas story? 20 times? 100 times? Even if the story feels familiar, try to experience it the way the shepherds did, as a glorious revelation from God that can change your life right now. What can you do to remember how amazing the Christmas story really is? Seth, what do you think?
When I can think about how big God is and how big creation is, what he sacrificed, giving up everything in heaven and then coming down and being a small part of creation.
That's a great way to think about it. What can we do to share the story of Jesus with others? Caleb?
We can show them God's love. We can read the Bible to them. We can just act more like Jesus, and maybe they'll start wondering how I do that. We can invite them to our church so they could hear the story from our pastor. Or we could tell them the story of Jesus ourselves, too.
Pray that God will help you feel the urgency and power of the story this Christmas season and share it with others. Our key verse is Luke 2:15.
The shepherds said to each other, let's go now to Bethlehem and see what has happened. The Lord has told us about this.
And our key thought for today, feel the excitement of the Christmas story. If you like the Countdown to Christmas stories, then you might also like the Daily Keys for Kids podcast. I host it, and it's based on the written Keys for Kids devotional. Every day is a story similar to today's episode, and it's a great way to stay connected to God. The best way to listen is on the Keys for Kids app. Just ask your parents and then search Keys for Kids in your app store. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with me on the Countdown to Christmas, a podcast from Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net.